folks, and welcome into the pod. You might hear rain in the background as I'm in the car, and I wanted to do a pod today because I think, you know, a lot of people are struggling for different reasons since the pandemic, and even though it's been a couple years now, almost four, actually. I don't know what I'm saying about three. Guess I'm probably wishing it was only three. Since it's been 4 years, let's say that, since the pandemic shut down, actually today, March 15th, was the day that we found out that I had to close my business for an indeterminate amount of time, mandated by the state. And that was such a hard day. I remember teaching my Sunday classes, going home, and then hearing the news that night that we were not allowed to reopen. And I think that a lot of people have gotten a certain depression being isolated for the amount of time that they were. Some people still feel like they need to isolate. Some people are psychologically afraid to be in groups, and I validate all of that. You know, your feelings are your feelings, and you're allowed to have them. And so don't let anybody tell you that you're not allowed to have your feelings, okay? Everybody processes things differently, and we all have to be sensitive to that, whether we want to or not. Living amongst other human beings, you have to understand that not everyone is going to see things your way, and no one should be judged for that. You cannot understand it. You cannot agree with it. You can even think it's ridiculous. That's fine. But you can't tell other people not to have their feelings. So, that being said, my dad passed away when I was only 16. And so, prior to my dad passing away, even before he had his heart attack, because he did live about 6 months after his heart attack, he had made audio tapes for me and my brother, which we have digitized and I have on my phone. They are precious to me because it's my dad's voice that I get to hear. And my dad would always tell us, I always remember growing up, first of all, he always referred to himself as your old dad. I'm your old dad. And my dad was not old. My dad was in his late 30s and early 40s. He died at only 47. So there was nothing old about him. But I think he had an inkling that he wasn't going to live to a ripe old age, because well before he had any symptoms of illness, he made those audio tapes for us. And it's a lot of life advice. It's a lot of reminders that he loves us, and a lot of things that are very comforting to hear in the 44 years since he passed away. And that's a daunting number. And it's going to make me start to cry. But I will try not to. In any case, that being said, that made me and my brother a bit mystical, a bit spiritual, a bit believing in the afterlife. Because my dad always told us, if something ever happens to me, look for me. I will be there. I will be there in the birds, and I will be there in other animals, and look for signs, because I will send you signs. And he 100% does. There's no question. He always has. And what, even when Lily passed away, she sent us signs by the time we got home from the hospital when she passed. We were already seeing signs. I couldn't believe it. But I'm like, that's our daughter. She has a strong spirit. And so we believe in that. I believe very strongly in it. And I have been to mediums. I've had my cards read. I used to have my cards read every week for years. And you can absolutely not believe in it. Respect. I'm not asking you to believe in it. I'm just telling you what I believe and sharing the signs that I see and why I watch a show like Long Island Medium. It's no longer called Long Island Medium, but it is Teresa Caputo. And she comes from a town right near where my husband grew up. And I am on the wait list for a reading. And, you know, like I said, I've been to mediums before. I actually have one that I'm going to be making an appointment with shortly. And I'll invite a friend or two to come with me. And, you know, I think when we lose people, and a lot of people were lost during COVID, and I think, just my opinion, part of the reason that people are struggling is because during that time, you didn't get to say goodbye to people. Some people did, I'm sure, but many did not. And that was my husband's worst fear with his mom. Now, my mother-in-law did not pass from COVID or during COVID, and I'm grateful for that, because that was my husband's worst fear, that my mother-in-law would die alone and that they couldn't get to see her. My husband went a couple weeks before my mother-in-law passed to visit her in the nursing home, and my sister-in-law was not present, but she had been there, I think the day before that she passed. Being in her 90s, living in a nursing home, having really a lot of physical issues, there was just no way of telling. So many times they told us that the end was near, and it was not, because she was a very strong spirit as well. So a lot of people didn't get to say goodbye. I'm just using my mother-in-law as an example. My husband did get a chance to. He never usually said goodbye to his mom after a visit. He said, "I'll see you." That day that he went 2 weeks before, he said goodbye. And I think he knew in his heart that it was coming close for sure. And again, I think, I will reiterate that I think that people are struggling, not everybody, but a lot of people, because they didn't get a goodbye, or they feel very cheated because their loved one or multiple loved ones in some families were taken by a pandemic or by effects of the pandemic. What I want to tell people is that you can believe in a greater being or not. I respect you. I don't tell people what to believe, but I believe that there is a heaven. And I know as a Jew, that's not really a thing, but, you know, I have evidence. I have evidence from my own father. All the way back to a couple years after my dad died, and I was back here for school, and I got into my first ever car accident. And, you know, you might say, well, you only need your license for a couple years. No, I had my license since I was 13 and a half. So actually, no, I'd had my license for almost 6 years when this happened. I was an elderly man. He was at fault. He was drinking. He had alcohol in his breath. He tried to hug me when we got out of the car. No, wasn't having any of that. But back then, there was no seatbelt law. And so I didn't wear my seatbelt generally, which sounds ridiculous now and stupid, but just being honest. And for some reason, I had to go back to my apartment before I went to work. I left and then I had to go back. And for some reason, I put my seatbelt on. Now, it was a very low speed crash. I probably would not have gotten hurt if I didn't have my seatbelt on, but I might have. So, having put my seatbelt on, I know that that was my dad. And that was probably one of the first signs of my dad protecting me. And as I look back over my life so far, I know and see many other instances where my dad has protected me. And I won't go into them here because they're so numerous. And I don't want to bore you with that. But things like just making sure that my car needed an alternator last year. And I was able to start my car, go to work, come home, start my car, go to work again, come home, start my car, go bring it up to the garage. And that shouldn't have happened. And even my dealership said, "What are you talking about that you were able to do that?" I go, my car started fine. I had the light on, but it started fine. They're like, "That just doesn't happen." And I know. And I just said, thanks, Dad. Because I knew it was my dad. And my other angels protecting me. My grandparents, my daughters, all of it. So, all of them, I should say. And so, what I want to tell people is, if you're open to that, I would suggest you watch. It's on Lifetime right now. Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. I'm sure it streams. I think it streams on Hulu? Question mark? One of the services it streams on. And so if you can't watch it on cable or whatever, you can watch it on one of the streaming services. But it's Teresa Caputo, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Caputo, C-A-P-U-T-O. That's how you can search it on your streaming services. But it is on Lifetime. And if you never watched Long Island Medium, you know, you might say, well, why would I watch other people getting psychic readings? Or I don't believe in psychic readings. It's okay if you don't believe in psychic readings. But if you've lost someone you love in your life, and we all have, I just believe that they are around us. Again, you don't have to believe in heaven. You don't have to believe in God. You can just believe that your angels are around you. It doesn't require religion. It doesn't require anything except your openness to your loved ones being around you. That's really all it requires. And I can tell you that I have felt my dad sit on the end of my bed. I think it was when my husband was out of town for a work trip. He used to travel a lot. And I know he misses it, so I hope that he'll be able to get back to it at some point, because he really loves to do business travel. And I remember I was probably feeling nervous a little bit. Because it was before my brother came to live with us. Now I probably wouldn't be nervous because my brother's in the house, but I used to double lock my front door. We have a deadbolt and a regular lock. And I used to always do the deadbolt every night that my husband wasn't home. And I would keep my bat next to my bed, just, you know, in case, lock my bedroom door, give myself extra time, God forbid, whatever. And of course we have cameras, but still I would be nervous without anybody in the house. And it was one of those times that he was away, and it felt like somebody sat on my feet. Like my feet were in the bed and somebody sat on them. And I like sat up and I was like, oh, I'm like, Dad, is that you? You know, I believe it was. I believe he was there protecting me and saying, I'm here, you're not by yourself, it's okay, you're gonna be fine. And I look for those signs. I look for them. it's easy to see them when you're keeping your eyes open. And so if you see a cardinal, as you know, the saying goes, when a cardinal visits, your angels are near. And that's true. And I will see a cardinal at a time when I would never see one. I will see dragonflies as my other one. Obviously, you don't see dragonflies in the winter. But when our Allie was sick, our first pup, and she was very sick and I would leave the house. We didn't have cameras then. There were no indoor cameras at that time, or I would have had them. I was always worried. And I would walk out and I would see all these dragonflies around our house. And I would just go, okay, thanks, Dad. She's protected. There's something around her. My dad is there. I can go out and do what I need to do and come back. And just look for signs that your family members are around you. And again, whether you believe they're in the air, whether you believe they're in heaven, whether you don't believe in heaven, it doesn't matter. Love energy stays forever. Always. The bond that you have with your loved ones never goes away. Not ever. People are energy, right? And so you got to believe in that. The other thing too that was on the show last night, because it's on Thursday nights at 9 on Lifetime, if you have cable or another provider to watch those channels, or you can stream it the next day. She was doing a reading and these people had a picture. And she was at an event, and the picture was out on, like, a table. And the wife picked up the picture and said, oh, this is a picture of the building, their charity building, before, you know, when we just bought it. And he was in the, her husband was in front of the building. They were very excited to build this charity. And Teresa Caputo picked it up and she said, oh, look at the mother energy. Look at, that's a face. And they both looked at it and they're like, oh my God. And they picked up a picture of his mother who has passed, and it looked exactly like her. And there were orbs in another picture. And sometimes I will take a photo of our camera. If I'm out, I'll take a look at the girls sleeping, and I'll take like a capture photo of the camera picture. And very shortly after Lily passed, I captured a picture of Bailey and Ellie, and there were orbs all over this picture. I still have it on my phone. And I was like, holy shit. And I sent it to my husband and I said, look at all the orbs of all the angels that are there with the girls. And he, I think my husband's very technical. My husband's very scientific. And he'll listen to me. He will tolerate it. And then he'll look at me. And I can tell he's like, I believe it. I believe it. And I think that in this time, these few years after COVID, when everybody is getting back to their stuff and feeling a little bit of space from the fear, the daily, hourly fear of COVID, which we still have to be careful of course. But I think that those lingering negative feelings, those lingering depressive feelings, I think that if we turn internally and look for signs from our ancestors and those that have gone before us, that we can change that. And I think we can also change our world like that. I know a lot of people are very scared. I am, when it comes to defending our democracy and keeping our country free, truly free. Freedom is not having a dictator, guys, or an autocracy. Freedom is having a democracy that allows us all of our freedoms. And people are scared about that. And I think we have to think back to our ancestors and those that have walked before us, those that have fought for our country. And even if your family didn't, they maintained our way of life so that you and I could have a better life and a more free life. And so if we look to those ancestors and look for signs from them of how we should proceed, how we should feel, know that they're all there watching over us. And that is comforting. It's mad comforting to me. I don't know how I would live without it, to be honest. And that's not a religion. And that's not a, Jews are very mystical anyway, but that doesn't really, I think part of it comes from my Judaism, but most of it comes from my heart, which is losing my dad so young and him always telling us our whole lives, your old dad will be there. I'm always going to be right on your shoulder. I'm always going to be protecting you no matter what. And it's just true. It's 100% true. And you can find the same comfort. And if you've recently lost a loved one, which I have friends that have, they can come right away. I had one friend tell me that she's been wanting her mom to come and visit her in her dreams. And she was feeling some guilt about some things. And she was expressing that to a family member. And that night, her mom came. And so all you have to do is call out for them and say, I need you to come and tell me that you're okay. And they will. And if you're open to that in your heart and your mind, that's going to happen. That's going to happen 100%. And so let that be your comfort. And again, this has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with, you know, believing in a greater being. You don't have to. All you have to believe is that your loved ones are by you. And if you do, that's going to give you comfort in your life. Because spirits don't disappear. They're just in a different place. And they will always be right there by you when you need them. And I think that's important today to tell people and to remind people that you can connect with your loved ones. There's no question. And all you have to do is be open. All you have to do is want to connect with them. And they will be there for you. No question about it. So call out to your loved ones today, the ones that have passed, and let them know that you could use a boost. You could use them coming by to visit you so you can feel better, you can feel protected, and you can feel good. Because everyday life will bring you down, but having your ancestors with you, having your loved ones that you've lost with you, is so, so important. There's just nothing like it. Those people that know you the best are going to be the ones that are there for you forever. And let that be a comfort to you every day of your life.